Hi, folks. Martin Zender here. You are plugged into Zender Talk. I'd like to share a verse with you from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Speaking of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through his faith. The words I want to emphasize here are access with confidence. This is a very unusual situation we have today. It wasn't always this way with God. Did people have access with confidence to God in the old days, in the days of Moses? No. He presented himself as a fearful God at that time. Moses built the tabernacle according to God's instructions with curtains and walls and drapes, and there were many steps and procedures you had to take to finally fellowship with God. And even then, only one man, the high priest, was allowed into the Holy of Holies one time a year. And he went there with fear and trembling. He was scared to death because he had to do everything right. There was a procedure book, and it was about 40 pages long. And if you didn't do everything just right, God killed you. It wasn't a great time of fellowship. But now we have access with confidence. And we don't appreciate that. An Israelite would have appreciated that because, in fact, he would have said, I don't hardly believe that. Because of what he had to go through, or what his priests had to go through just to talk to God. So we don't appreciate that we have access with confidence to the creator of the universe. With confidence. Not only can we walk in there, talk to him anytime, but we can do so knowing that we're not going to displease him. We don't have to wipe our feet on the welcome mat. Just walk right in, don't take your shoes off. You ever been to those houses where it's like a museum? When I was a kid, I used to go to these places where they had plastic draped over the furniture, and don't walk here, don't walk there. You couldn't do anything. When somebody tells me to make myself at home, I'll warn you ahead of time here. If I ever go to any of your homes and you invite me to make myself at home, chances are I'll do it. I might take you at your word. Might open your refrigerator, see if you got anything to drink in there. I'm just warning you. Might take you literally. But I probably won't. You know, I'll probably say, they don't really mean it. It's just a figure of speech. It's a saying, make yourself at home. What they mean is, you know, kind of control yourself, Martin. We really, really don't want you to make yourself at home, crawl in our beds or drink out of our Coke bottles. But that is what God wants us to do. When this verse says we have access with confidence, he really does want us to take advantage of our access with him. Explore God. And I do this. I say things to God when I'm upset. I question God. I talk to him in a way that would be considered blasphemous by many, but which to me is just my way of talking to God in my worst moods. I don't save myself for him. Clean myself up and get out of my bad mood to talk to God. I talk to him anytime. This is the access that we have. If you can't tell your father what's happening to you, who can you tell? He's there for us. He's a friend. And you can explore his nooks and crannies. You can look under his robes. He doesn't really have robes. But if he did, you wouldn't look under his robe. But you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that there's nothing off limits now between you and God. And that is an amazing truth. There are thousands of millions of people who would have loved to have seen this over the years, would love to have had this kind of access that didn't. So I want you to appreciate what you have. And the only reason you have it with confidence is because of his faith, of Jesus Christ's faith. Jesus Christ went to the cross for you. He took the curse of the law that made God strike down those poor priests who forgot to follow rule number 65 in the sanctuary. He took care of all that, and now we can look under God's robe, raid his refrigerator, look behind his dresser, open all his drawers, look under his pillow, go down in his basement. My wife won't let anybody down in our basement. Not so with God. He says, come on in, look around, let her rip. And live. That's the kind of God we serve. We have access with confidence. You can thank Jesus Christ for that. I'm Martin Zender. We'll see you tomorrow.